Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So for those of you who live in a state whose state legislature makes some big decisions and then they throw a June 30th deadline, you might want to check out what's happening in your state tomorrow. I know we got a lot going on with the Supreme Court, and there's a lot going on nationally, but for those of you that don't pay attention to your state legislature, you might want to take a look what's happening tomorrow. Because in Nevada, our 3 million people got a big dose of reality last night when a local article from News 13 brought to our attention that our property taxes could be more than halved as long as we filled out an affidavit by tomorrow. The average person, none of my neighbors, nobody knows about it. Nobody knows about it. And so apparently our state legislature, and very nice that they did this, it just would have been nicer to let us all know, they passed a law to provide property tax relief to all our citizens. So NRS statute, and I'll read the statute, 3614723, provides a partial abatement of taxes by allowing a 3% cap on our tax bill of a property owner's primary residence, whether it's a condo, townhouse, manufactured home, single family home. You get to choose one property. Some rental living areas will also meet low income rent limits, and they may also qualify for a 3% cap on the cap bill. So the NRS statute said the legislature hereby finds and declares that an increase in the tax bill of the owner of a home by more than 3% over the tax bill of that homeowner for the previous year constitutes a severe economic hardship. So they're capping it at 3%. That's fantastic. The only problem is nobody knew. Now, I have been getting emails and calls and people freaking out because they try to call the Clark County Assessor's Office, and the line just goes, it's been disconnected, it just hangs up on you, and I feel bad. I called the operator, and she said, just go to the website. And, you know, the website just says to call the number. And I'm like, it's okay. You know, I'm just with the media. I want to get some answers so I can just extend it to other Nevadans. Maybe get me to the media relations. So their public communications department will hopefully call me back. And then hopefully I'll be able to post something for you all. But, you know, for those of you guys that live in Illinois or New York or California or something, these June 30 deadlines, which is the end of a fiscal year, is usually a big deal. And I don't understand why we don't get the memo. You would think we'd get the memo. And there usually is no memo. So to recap, if you live in Nevada, you could get a rental assistance, or your primary residence could be capped at 3%. Currently, it's at 8. So we are talking over 50% savings. It's flipping huge. But you only have 24 hours to get this done. Now, according to their website says that if you receive a postcard, sign it, return it to the assessor's office as soon as possible to retain the 3% tax cap. If you never got the document, then you just won't get it. So the assessor's office says they mail new postcards each May to properties that have had a change in the document number or ownership during that fiscal year. The problem is, and I mean, God bless the Postal Service, but like what we saw with mail-in ballots, there's issues. There's issues. So a lot of people did not get the postcard. So I emailed them, and I emailed the assessor's office, you know, so I could start a paper trail going, look, you know, count us in. And they wrote back, thank you for your email. Emails are processed in the order they are received. If you are requesting a form to apply an exemption to your real property or to update your tax cap percentage, please call the office at 702-455-3882. They say statutory deadlines will not be extended for requests submitted prior to the deadline. So there might be an extension. I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to try to talk to their media people, and their, I'll also probably reach out to the governor's office just to find out, because I know this is huge. But again, for those of you in your respective states, there might have been some relief passed. But if you didn't get the memo, you're going to lose out. And big shout out to News 13 for writing an article, and I'll try to reshare this, talking about how that a lot of people don't realize that there is a way to save money. So, you know, I get it. I get it. States need taxes. And when the word goes out, they might be doing something, you know, logistically. They might pass a law, but they might not be happy with the law. I don't know who dropped the ball on this, and it sounds like a major cluster based on hearing the voices that we could get to at the assessor's office. I haven't gone down there. After my show, I'm going to go down there in the 102-whatever-degree heat to check it out. I'll send some pictures. Personally, if I don't make it, I don't make it, but there's a lot of you guys that really could use the thousands of dollars in savings. And I just am sorry that I didn't hear about it until you guys sooner, because I'm in the media too. I mean, thank God for News 13 being able to kind of report this. And it's very frustrating for those of you who live in states where things happen and things change and you don't get the memo. If it's not an exciting topic like abortion or like marijuana, you don't seem to hear about it. But when it comes to saving you money, which to me is very sexy. That's a very sexy and exciting topic. And nobody tells you anything. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to post what I have. And, but you're not going to get through. It's probably going to be a mess. And I don't want you guys to get heat stroke. I'm going to also figure out if we can figure out what to do. I'm going to, like I said, I'll go down there after my show and I'll see what the water situation looks like. I got some in my eye. I'll also try to fix my eyelashes, which was something I was going to do today instead of this. But, you know, check out what your state legislature is passing and what is going to be due on June 30th, because you'd be surprised. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to make making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green meadow whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So let's move from property taxes to what we're all kind of dealing with right now is inflation, high gas prices, and while Nevada's trying to figure out what's going to go, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow with the property tax cap, I think it's a better conversation to have right now as to what we could do immediately today to help manage inflation. And joining us next is Jeannie Walden, financial expert, author, and chief innovation market officer of Daily Pay, to give us some tips. And we need any advice you got, Jeannie. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. And I'm going to try my best to give you some really creative ideas and help everybody out.
Yeah, it's a stressful time, and I think you're feeling it. We're all feeling it, and people are panicking. And so God bless you and your team for all you do. I know you're a best-selling author, you're award-winning workplace expert, and you're chief innovation and marketing officer at Daily Pay. Tell us, what is Daily Pay?
Daily Pay is this really great service. It's free for employers. So if you're an employer and you're listening, you should do this. It's free. It basically gives workers the ability to access the money they've earned at any point in time through their pay period. So you don't have to wait 2 weeks to get a paycheck anymore. If you've made $310 and you wake up and your air conditioning compressor's gone out, unexpected expense, and you need a couple hundred dollars to take care of that, you don't need to take a high interest credit card out, take a loan out. You just access the pay you've already earned, take care of it immediately, and then when it comes time for your regular paycheck, you get the difference of whatever you've made minus whatever you've taken out. There's no repayment. It's just your money.
I love that. I was in the Wendy's drive-thru, and I know it's rare that I get fast food, but I got fast food. And they were advertising, you know, to recruit workers that there was daily pay. And I'm like, that's brilliant. It's brilliant, and it's such an asset if you're trying to recruit employees.
Oh, absolutely. Because today there's still 1.8 open jobs for every worker. So there's a lot of choice out there. Companies want to find people and they want them to stay longer. It helps keep their costs down. But, you know, when you start a new job, it's like going to the grocery store. At the grocery store, you always pick the longest line no matter which one you chose.
Mm-hmm.
When you start a new job, no matter when you start, you're always, oh, we just ran payroll. You might have to wait 3 weeks to get your first paycheck. That helps nobody. With Daily Pay, you can get paid the first day you start working, and you can get access to your money to take care of crazy things like high gas prices, high cost of groceries, increases in utilities and rent and mortgage.
And honestly, I really think the getting paid every 2 weeks is starting to be obsolete. I also think employers don't like it because, you know, when you calculate your expenses and you calculate your payroll, going, well, this is going to be taken out 2 weeks from now. It's real time. And right now in life, everything is about real time, our emails, our messaging. So why not, if you finish your 8-hour shift, you get paid for that, you know? I mean,
exactly.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you.
So we got the summer, and we have 4th of July weekend. And even though there's this gas boycott, you know, that's planned, people still need to fill up their car. They don't want to be stranded in the middle of the heat. But it's expensive. What advice are you giving people in terms of the high gas prices?
Gosh, I'll give you three quick tips. The first is, if you haven't downloaded an app like Gas Buddy, you should definitely do so. It tracks the gas rates in your local area and tells you what gas station you could go to. In some cases, people are saving up to 20 cents a gallon, which is pretty significant right now as far as savings go. That's one way. A second way, a lot of people are starting to carpool. They're not giving up those road trips or vacations, but they're trying to do it more cost effectively by putting more people in one car and manage the number of trips they take. And that can work as well. And, you know, you get to spend some time with family and friends that you might have missed before. But the third idea, I think, is one of the more creative ideas, is to actually sign up for a delivery service side job, something like Uber Eats or DoorDash or Instacart, and align those deliveries with your commute to and from work or your road trip. So you turn a costly commute or road trip into a profitable one. So this
and
way,
you can also write off
money
expenses
as you get there.
And you can also write off your gas.
Totally. And how fun to go on a road trip and end up at your destination with spending money. I mean, it is a win-win. And like you said before, everything's on demand right now, so it's all available to us, which is great.
That is fantastic. You know, they also say that, you know, coming up with 4th of July, I'm hearing rates. Wells Fargo said our 4th of July cookout is going to be 11% more expensive. Another source said it's going to be 17% more expensive. Food's up there. Food is getting costlier. They're talking about possible food shortage, which is going to increase prices. What sort of advice have you been giving people in terms of costs of goods?
You know, I'm telling everybody to go back to the days of couponing. And while it's not the same as sitting down with a newspaper and clipping coupons, every store that you shop at has a digital app with coupons in it. What's great about it is you get manufacturer coupons like a dollar off of your Tide detergent. But on top of that, every store, they want your business, they want your loyalty. So they're adding store discounts. Spend $40 and get $5 off your order. Spend $80 and get 10 cents off of our associated gas stations for every gallon you put in. It's really great. Some companies are even looking at giving back cash back on what you pay for groceries. There's a lot of ways to cut between 20 and 40% off of your grocery bill just by taking the time to download a few apps and make a plan before you walk into the grocery store.
It's so true. You know, we are speaking to financial expert, author, chief innovation market officer of Daily Pay, Jeannie Walden. You know, your employer can help you. There's a lot of things your employer could do in terms of your commute, in terms of, you know, it looks like your income. You know, what sort of conversation should people be having with their employer during times like this?
I'm so glad you brought that up because it's one of the most overlooked sources of benefits for a lot of us. Your employer has already negotiated discounts for you at a number of locations and destinations. Sometimes they can get you discounts on movie tickets. Other times it can be an amusement park. But even more importantly than that, they want you to come back to the office. They want you to get engaged. So they're offering all of these benefits. A lot of them can't raise salary any more than they've already done. They're getting crunched with inflation too. But they're looking to do things like free lunches. That could put between $12 and $20 back into your pocket every single day. They're looking at doing things like a pet stipend, where if you got a pet during COVID and you had to come back to the office, you might not have the money to pay for pet daycare. They'll cover your costs for that. They'll cover costs for childcare. Some companies are even doing commuting discounts and benefits because they know it's expensive to get to work. I've heard of people who are paying more in gas to get to work than they make in a week. They can't quit their jobs because they still need to have their health benefits. But your employer has all of access to a lot of discounts. There's free gym memberships in your healthcare plans if you have one with your company. There's even a company called Relay Health. It's available to a lot of workers that will pay you for staying in shape. And, you know, it's summer. It's not a terrible idea to get out there and walk every day in order to make a couple hundred dollars.
So true. So true. And you could talk to them about, you know, carpooling. You could talk to them about, look, do you really need me in the office 5 days a week? Can I do some of these from home or can I do my commute non-rush hour? And that'll save me on gas because
exactly.
of the stop and go. So I think the moral of the story is ask. Ask and you shall receive. You know, there's movie tickets. I was bragging how I got to see Jurassic Park for $5.95 because the Regal has a discount on Tuesday and Wednesday nights. You know, if you didn't ask, you wouldn't know. And I think that's the moral, you know.
That is. And right now we all have to ask because we're all feeling the crunch. And in the survey we did with Harris Poll, 77% of the hourly workers say that stress from managing finances has negatively impacted their health. And it's summer, or just getting out of COVID. The last thing we need is to get sick from stress. So we should ask, research, sit down, make a budget of what you thought you'd be spending on things like groceries and gas and what the real prices are today. See where the difference is so that you've got a target of dollar amount to hit so that you know what you're asking for.
So true, so true. Jeannie Walden, how can people find out more information?
To find out more information, you can just go to dailypay.com. We've got information for employers and for workers there that hopefully will help everybody through these inflation-ridden times.
Fantastic. Gosh, well, man, bless you and your team. Thank you for all you do. I know you know, it's tough, and we can't wait to have you back.
Thanks so much. Appreciate
all
it.
Right, take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Tahibo. Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the Biden administration is scrambling to put a plan together regarding the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border now that the Supreme Court ruled Title 42 can be dissolved. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter warns the administration is putting America's national security at risk by not stopping those illegal immigrants on Fox Business.
We don't have national security right now because our border is not secure. I've been down there 5 times since I've been in office, 3 times in the last year and a half. Every time it gets worse. It is in shambles. And all the Border Patrol agents tell us the same thing. Keep, build the wall. Keep Title 42. Keep remain in Mexico.
President Biden met virtually on Friday with Democrat governors to discuss abortion. USA Radio News. It's the 4th of July holiday weekend, and many families are hitting the road. Josh Zuber with AAA says there's pent-up demand for travel, but with problems in the friendly skies, people are turning to their cars.
We're actually going to see a record number of folks driving to their destination.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. It's predicted about 42 million people are traveling on vacation this weekend by car. 10% of all Army National Guard soldiers have yet to get COVID-19 shots past the official deadline. Defense officials say about 30,000 of those soldiers are now facing financial penalties or discharge. About 14,000 Guard members have refused to be vaccinated, and about 7,000 have requested exemptions. However, officials say some unit commanders may be allowed to let unvaccinated soldiers continue receiving pay while the Army Guard struggles to meet recruiting goals. USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, is taking a second course of Paxlovid because he got a rebound of COVID. This is something we see in people experiencing this rebound. I told you guys that COVID does an encore, especially Omicron. People don't believe me that a couple weeks later they get sick again. Is it that it's the virus, or is it that the Paxlovid doesn't do its job? Fauci, who's 81 years old, said that when he tested positive 2 weeks ago, he had very minimal symptoms. However, when he began to feel worse, he was prescribed Paxlovid. He had fatigue, a bit of congestion, and he said he felt really quite well after his five-day course of Paxlovid. Then he tested negative with a rapid test. After testing negative for three consecutive days, Fauci said he decided to take one more out of precaution, and he found himself positive on the fourth day. So this is what people are calling Paxlovid rebound, and he called it that too. He was on a remote interview with the Foreign Policy Global Health Forum on Tuesday. He said over the course of the next day, he began to feel really poorly, much worse than in the first go-around. As you know, Paxlovid is authorized for people with mild to moderate symptoms of COVID to take within the first 5 days, and these are for people who are at higher risk of progressing to severe illness. Well, there wasn't enough prescriptions originally, so we had to only give it to people who were high risk. Now it seems to be more ubiquitous in pharmacies. But what is also ubiquitous is people getting the Encore or the rebound. Now, there's been some reports that Paxlovid doesn't work in vaccinated individuals. I am a little torn on that, and we're going to talk about that later in the show, where your being vaccinated might actually worsen your ability to respond to Paxlovid. I don't believe that's how it's designed. Being a protease inhibitor where it prevents proteins needed for viral replication, I think it can directly hit the virus, affect the virus, without your immunity interfering. Because that would be then the theory, the working theory, that you have an altered immunity from the vaccine, so it interferes with the medication. I don't believe that to happen. It is something that's being entertained. And again, I'm going to keep an open mind to that. But for now, based on the science, I just feel that whether you took the Paxlovid or not, a week or two after your COVID, you get sick again. I just think it's the nature of the beast. I don't think it particularly means that vaccinated individuals are now impaired from the Paxlovid working. I think you're going to eventually get over it. Paxlovid will work the best it can. You know, it'll hopefully minimize some of the viral count, but it's not going to completely knock out the virus 100%. And it's because the virus doesn't go away. This virus keeps showing up, and I'm tired of it. I'm sick of this sucker. So Fauci says I'm vaccinated, I'm doubly boosted, and he got a second course of Paxlovid. So what is interesting about that is originally they were saying that if you get rebound COVID, you're not getting a second round of Paxlovid. Now it looks like they are, especially if you're high risk. And like I said, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. But what I want to talk about is how these variants, the BA4 and BA5, which are now the fourth and fifth variant of COVID this year, they are saying now it's making up over half of the U.S. cases, and experts fear that these strains are going to fuel another summer surge. Now, cases are up 10% in the last week. I'm a little shocked by that because we had a huge, huge hit of COVID early June. Tons of people got sick with COVID early June and May over Memorial Day weekend. So to now say, well, you know, cases are starting to go up. Cases have been up. So if they are continuing to go up, that makes me a little nervous because I'm expecting them to drop a little bit right before 4th of July weekend because everybody and their mother got COVID last month. But what I do agree with is that we might be in for a surge again this summer. And I don't, nobody should be locking down. Nobody should be mandating vaccines. Nobody should be doing any of that. But they should be trying to avoid getting this because it is not fun. I mean, since January, I still have a cough. and it didn't provide the amount of immunity I was kind of hoping it would. And I was vaccinated, then I got, not boosted, but I was vaccinated, then I got Omicron in January, and then I got, I think, the grandbaby in April. I'm not 100% sure, because it started to have symptoms then. And I, and you know, it's, it just keeps coming. The CDC revealed yesterday that the strains combined for 52% of sequenced cases during the week that ended on June 25th, combining to overtake the previously dominant BA2.121 strain. The BA2.121 strain was grandbaby Omicron. Both strains are believed to have originated in South Africa. That's where the original Omicron strain was first spotted. And do you remember South Africa was like, wait a second, you guys are punishing us for bringing up this strain? Because remember they were talking about don't travel there, and there was already starting to be this kind of virtual embargo. And South Africa's like, wait a second. Okay, you're going to now punish us for making you aware that there's a new variant, which means other countries might not be raising their hands going, hey, guys, we have some, higher cases here, and we think it's this strain. People don't want any more economic, disasters, heading their way. So the variants are still questionable in terms of where they come from. We're assuming that COVID-19, right, was in somebody's bat soup, which I don't believe, or at a fish market, or might have been at a lab, and nobody really seems to be, disclosing what really happened, which I think happened in August of 2019, because we start to have cases here by late fall. But, all right, so we're assuming that there was this one virus that got out there, and because the virus has been all over the world, it now has mutated and varied into multiple strains. Now, that is a very logical working theory. But my problem is, man, these variants are coming out pretty fast. They're being shot out like Pez out of a Pez dispenser. So I start to wonder if there's something else going on. Are labs all over the world studying this and having their leaks? When you have a virus in a lab, is it changing? And is it changing for the worse because it's not out in nature? So, if I would really like to see some specialists and some researchers and some public officials go, hey, guys, we got an issue here. This is our fifth variant in 6 months. We need to figure out, is it really that it's mutating that quickly? Or is it that some lab, I don't know, Bob or Billy Anna or whatever, is in some lab not closing the freezer? Or not doing something right. But if the first SARS was a lab leak, even if it was accidental, and that was according to a Singapore investigation of what happened in China back in 2003, and then in 2004 SARS got out, killed a couple people, and somebody got fired in China's Chinese CDC, then I have to assume this COVID-19 was also a leak, and then I also have to assume that maybe some of these variants could be leaks. The BA5 variant now makes up 36.6% of sequenced cases, trailing the grandbaby Omicron at 2.121. So we still got COVID on our plate. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, sadly, we have a bunch of cases that have thus far happened this year of parents leaving a child in the backseat and the child dying. I think we've heard of at least three or four this year. In the news, a Virginia father has just killed himself because he left his 18-month-old in a car. The 18-month-old died. The 18-month-old, I think, was left in the back seat for 3 hours while the father was at work. He found the son, or actually the police found the son, and then the father had killed himself out in the woods. It is the seventh child to die in overheated cars in the United States this year, and I think the total number, since numbers were collected by the National Transportation Board, is the United States Department of Transportation, Health and Safety, 913 kids have died, more than COVID, since 1998 because of parents leaving them in the back seat. Now, as a parent, I can't imagine forgetting your kid. But, again, I see both, though there's no both sides of this, but we cannot tackle the problem if we just say these parents are flipping idiots and they should lose any more ability to have kids and parent the child. We need to figure out what the hell is going on. And I'm going to tell you what's going on. What is going on is we have multiple issues. One is we have a very distracted population. So you have people who are just going through the motions. They drive going through the motions. And they are used to getting in your car, driving to work, get out of the car, not thinking, maybe listening to their podcast, listening to their music. And then they just walk right into work and they don't even realize that their kid is in the back seat. The other issue is kids are rear-facing. Now, I support rear-facing car seats. I support that because they seem to be the safest for a child in a car accident. And I've seen children in car accidents, and I've seen their rear-facing car seats save their lives. But the problem is these rear-facing car seats completely limit a parent's ability to instinctively know there's somebody back there. As a parent, I can't tell you how frustrated it was that I couldn't see my baby. And when I was alone, I would drive with one arm. That's why my rotator cuff, I think, is a mess. Because I would drive with my hand to make sure the child was alive, make sure he was breathing. Because sometimes their head comes down and then they asphyxiate there. And because of the because you can't see them. And I know there's mirrors and things like that, but the mirror always, for some reason, just doesn't hit them, right? And so I can't see my kid. And it's very frustrating. So a lot of times when my husband and I, like when we brought the baby home from the hospital, I sat in the back seat. There was no way I was going, you know, he's like opening the front door. And I'm like, nah, I'm with the baby. So I sat in the back seat with the baby because I could see the baby. And so these back-facing car seats with some children are in, you know, for the first few years of their life until they could finally convert and turn over. If they're asleep and you have the type of getup where you already have a car seat in that car, so you're used to it, you don't know when a child's in there or not if the child fell asleep because the child's not moving and all that. So it's tragic. And I know exactly what's happening. I don't think these parents want to kill their kid. It's just up until 4 years old, the child's not facing them. And you fall asleep on the drive. So they're silent. So they don't have the sound. They don't have the movement. And if they're used to seeing that plastic or whatever, or it's behind them, they don't notice it. So the first thing I tell all parents is get that car seat behind the passenger, not behind the driver. So at least maybe a corner of your eye can see the child move. Number two is get some sort of a alarm system or light system that's flashing, such that as soon as you put the baby in the seat, it flashes to remind you that there's a baby there. Number three, don't have your purse or your briefcase in the front with you. Always put everything in the back with the child. Now, I know you don't want to because you don't want anything to hit the kid if you slam on the brakes. But the fact that you have to get out of your car to get your suit jacket or get your briefcase or get your purse will hopefully remind you to see that the baby's there. And I know there's some parents that are like, yeah, you know, I've had a day or two when I was like, oh, there's my kid. For me, it's just the kids are always on my mind. I'm singing to them. I'm talking to them. So I'm always aware. But sadly, that it you know, with your kid not facing you, it's, you know, another thing you need to do is, and I have a piece and I'm going to republish this, is sing to your kid, even if your kid is asleep. So when you have a kid in the car, you don't put on your wrap. Don't put on, you know, your, you know, any dirty content or things like that. Okay? Put on baby songs. Because it's going to remind you that there's a baby in the car. And that's what I would do. I would always be singing a song. I make up songs. Okay? I make up words. You know? And then I'll, I made up a song. I'm not going to sing it. But you know the beautiful Blue Danube? So I would sing a song about, I love my mommy and my daddy. I love my Sony and my Brocky. And then I would include the pets. And then in the crescendo bridge, I would like make a funny sound from one of the pets. And anyway, the kids would love the song. Now, even though you might want to put the kid to sleep and not necessarily do the funny sounds, because I would be singing that song when I would drive, it would, now, it's funny because Stone loved Britney Spears. So he would want to hear, you know, hit me, baby, one more time. And then he would cry if I didn't have Britney Spears on. But then Britney Spears would remind me that he was in the car. Have a musical toy. If you don't have any neon lights or whatever, get a musical toy. And have that musical toy just playing. Even if the kid gets sick of it, at least it reminds you. So get the musical toy. Do not talk on the phone when you're driving with the child because it's going to distract you. Mount a safety mirror so, you know, you can at least then see the baby and hopefully that'll do the reflection. Have at your work a reminder system for everybody there. Guys, does anybody have their baby in the car? Because how this is happening, I know some of you are like, how the hell is this happening? What's happening is there's usually one parent that drops the kid off at daycare. Well, the parent can't for some reason. So as a one-off, they're like, okay, look, can you do it? All right? And so you leave work early, you're stressed going, okay, oh, now I got to go and do this. This is going to add 30 minutes to my commute. So if you, let's say, don't like plan a different route, you're like, oh yeah, just put the baby in the car. So you're getting your stuff and whatever, and then all of a sudden you forget. So then get to work. Just go, guys, anybody with kids in their cars, before the day starts, everybody check your car for kids. Go out to the car. Might have to do that. Have the school or daycare call you immediately if the child is late for drop-off. That is huge. Now, some schools might be understaffed, but one parent, what had happened is I think their child's life was saved because the school called and said, where's the kid? Sadly, some schools don't tell you until you go to pick up your kid at 5 p.m. And they're like, nobody dropped off the kid. And I think this is what happened last fall. So the mom ran going, my husband was supposed to drop off the kid. She calls the husband and he goes, dope. And they went to the car, and the kid had been in the car all day. It's so tragic. Make it a habit to never leave a child unattended in a vehicle, please, no matter what the temperature is. But we can't be killing our kids driving to work. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.